Support comes from Gemma, architects, planners, and designers seeking to bring joy to their clients and communities. Details at gemastl.com.
This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. We're halfway through August, and it is a sweltering one out there. To match the heat, we're bringing you a hot ticket. That's St. Louis on the Air's monthly new music roundup. As usual, we're sharing recommendations and notes on recent releases by artists either based in or from St. Louis. And the genres we're dipping into this month include pop, hip-hop, R&B, and funk. This month's selections include picks by New Music Roundup first-timer DJ Casey Mackey. Welcome to our New Music Roundup.
Thank you so much for having me. I am really honored to be here. I love the music that comes from St. Louis.
Thank you for coming to add to it. And as always, we have Maya Norfleet, St. Louis on the Air producer, our monthly new music show originator, and the OG picker. Maya, what's up?
What I do?
Now, before we get started, a quick reminder that everything we play today is on our monthly STL music playlist on Spotify. Just search for St. Louis on the Air New Music Roundup. So let's get to our first selection. And it is one that, Casey, you chose. And it's by KV the Writer, who is a well-known entity here.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I've seen her live. I think her music is so powerful. It's clear that she's walking in her purpose. And this song gives me chills.
Mm-hmm. And this song is Pray by KV the Writer.
This a confessional, I made mistakes. I wanna let it go, take it all away. Just wanna let you know I'm not what you think. I'm far from perfect, got some more than I pray.
Hit a hiccup, been pondering doing a stick up.
Don't care who I hurt, I need cash. Don't you win a friend, cause I beat them. Anything that I say is indecent, yeah. I don't wanna bomb a precinct up. The police hope they all crash. Burn them all up, then smoke they ash.
I don't like what I see when I'm on it. Like the sun that just is no escape. You will see.
Done in dark, we reveal in the day. And I pray, and I pray, and I pray. And I pray, and I pray, and I pray. And I pray, and I pray, and I pray. That my sins don't perceive me today.
And that's KV the Writer with Pray. Casey, what about this gave you those chills?
I think it's because she's saying what's on a lot of our minds. I think she's expressing a pain that everyone in the world is feeling right now, that it's easy to get demoralized because of all the bad news that we see and all the violence. And sometimes it feels like the only thing we can do is pray and fantasize about the world we really want to see. But I think a song like this reminds us that we have to just keep hoping that there's going to be something better. Because hope, I know it sounds cliche, but like hope gets me through every single day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I love the line where she says, F the police, I hope they all crash. I just think it's a great line, just artistically speaking.
Mm-hmm. Maya?
I love this song for all the same reasons that Casey said, as well as KV does a great job of incorporating other St. Louis musicians. So I didn't know until this morning that BB the Neo Soul is that supporting vocal that we hear in the background. And we, of course, also love BB as well. Mm-hmm. So that's also fun to like hear a musician put out work and then see how many other St. Louis acts are part of that same work.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that is Pray, again, by KV the Writer. The next track is one that I recognized in a particular way, but Maya introduced this one
yes,
for us.
This song combines some of my favorite rappers currently and also from my childhood. So this is Ring Around the Rosé
yes.
by Bates and Ebony Ice.
Don't start no shit, won't be no shit, so we gon' start this shit off right. Yo, if you just got paid and the taxes hit, you might go home broke tonight. Hey, don't start no shit, won't be no shit, but two rights don't make you wrong. It ain't tricking if you got it, but you got it if you're tricking. If you're treating, then we tagging along. Hold up, yo, it's your homegirl Bass. I'm just here for a time. I know you feeling like a burden, but the pledge is mine. She was on a liquid diet, so I fed her some dime. And now she wobble every time I put my hand on her.
me the same question, like I'm telling a lie. I might come up kind of cocky, but believe me, I'm shy. I ain't tripping off for short, yeah, I gave it a try. I just gave a little nod. I see her there with a guy. Now hold on, baby, before you swipe it, let me check something first. Buy a setup, so my tab, that won't be reimbursed. Ain't no pop that's only fitting in, in your purse. I be ballin' on the budget, I ain't trapping, I work. Oh, damn, what the? Slatty asking for a bump, baby, blowing up my phone. I'm like, would you let me twist up in your passenger seat? Would you let me run it back if they asked for me? Would you let me in the club with this knot in my jeans? Would you let me spark something in the VIP? Would you let me for the night and get you back to the streets? Would you let me run it up like it's something for free? Would you let me show you something? Yeah, I'm trying to see. Would you let me do to you what you be doing to me?
Time to put it back in their face. Might have to check her, put her back in her place. It's Ebony Eyes and Bates, and you know that I'm straight. Ain't worried about no popos running my place. I'm out here, show tea,
but I can't be. That was Bates and Ebony Eyes with Ring Around the Rosé. So, like I said, this combines so many of my favorite St. Louis acts, both from childhood and today. Ebony Eyes had a song, In Your Face, from 2005. Couldn't go to, I was in high school then, so all the like homecoming, turnabout, prom, like that song was playing and I was shaking. So I just love that this combination, this duo, they sound really great together. Yeah.
And the sample that I heard at the beginning,
yeah,
I could not figure it out. I was on PTO last week and I was listening to this playlist and could not for the life of me figure it out. And then finally it dawned on me that it's Exposé.
Yes.
That makes so much sense.
Yeah. Why is that?
Like, yeah, because when it starts, it sounds like it's going to be this like 80s Diana Ross, mm-hmm. Donna Summer, and then she just like goes in. And I want to say I played this at Platypus last night because uh-huh. Bates sent it to me and it went off. This is the song of the summer. It I know summer's is. Almost over, but it's the song of the summer.
No, summer's forever. I want to extend it.
Yes.
And that is Ring Around the Rosé by Bates featuring Ebony Eyes. The next song is one that is brought to us by a duo, and it's a selection that you made, Casey, and it's by Black Spade and Stefan Ringer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got this on vinyl because this is just an incredible, the whole project is really beautiful.
So the song that we're going to listen to is called Sex, Fire, Passion, and mm-hmm. this is by Black Spade and Stefan Ringer.
Why would you ignore? Yeah, it was meant to be. When you walk through the door, curiosity is going through my mind. No judgment, it was gonna be fine. No judgment, it was gonna be fine. Sex, fire, passion, this is true in love. 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 Sex, fire, passion, this is true in love.
And that is Sex, Fire, Passion by Black Spade and Stefan Ringer. So, Casey, you said you have this on vinyl,
mm-hmm.
which sounds perfect.
Yes.
How did you come to this song?
Well, I had first discovered Black Spade, I think, when I was working at Vintage Vinyl, and he performed at one of the in-store shows that they had, and then I just kept following him because everything he does is so incredible and just so much range. Like, I knew him first for jazz, but then I saw like his 10-piece band, and yes. then this project too is like the dancier side, mm-hmm. and I just, yeah, fell in love with him as an artist, and I got to play a Music from a Tent show with yeah. him, and that's a shout out to Umami and Ill Temperament, Paul and Pagemon, that do that event in Benton Park. And I've actually, the last Music from a Tent I went to, one of the DJs was playing this song on their vinyl copy.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So this is heavy in rotation right now.
Anything Black Spade, I heard him perform live. It's just, it's mind-blowing. I don't quite know what to do with myself. It's almost like a visceral reaction. So I'm looking forward to when I can actually get out at night and hear him play a full set. I have a kid, so that is not always easy. So again, that is Sex, Fire, Passion by Black Spade and Stefan Ringer. The next song is by a performer we've had on our show in the past, and it's a name that people would associate with good food, as well as good music, and that is...
Yeah, so that is, we're going to hear next, I'm Ready by Miley.
Yes.
I was sitting back thinking what was taking you so long, baby, baby, because all the boys want to rob you for your girl like D'Angelo. Lady, lady, now you get your hands on it, better never not let it go. Boy, don't be crazy, put it where it been, I'm going to show me off to your ex now. I'm your new baby. Boy, ooh, I need you like tattoo, the mother boys, they won't do. Come through and slide right here, put your name on it. Lock me down, put a chain on it. No pre-sale, you the same owner. Just show up and make me your bae. Please no delay, be on your way. Don't you be late.
That is Miley and her song, I'm Ready. Miley is a star, okay?
Oh,
if you
God.
Ever get a chance to see her perform live, you are in for a treat, because not only can the woman sing, she can dance. And she'll have a whole, like you're basically like watching Beyonce or Tinashe on stage, but our own version of that.
Yeah. And I think she works with Code Red.
Yes.
Which is a local dance company.
And they also do choreography for the stars across the country as well. So, like I said, when you see Miley perform, you are in for a really good treat.
You're getting down in your seat.
You can't see, but I'm doing some chair dancing over here. This to me is a perfect pop song.
Yes.
And I was sleeping on Miley for a little bit, and then I saw her perform at Festival of Nations, and I will never make that mistake again.
Yeah, wake up, Casey.
Has a fierce stage presence, and her music is amazing, and I am a fan for life.
Yeah. There's something about pop music that does keep kind of popping up locally, which I think is great. Again, that is Miley with I'm Ready. And speaking of pop, our next selection is a song by Paige Alyssa.
Yes.
And it's called Come Back. Let's give it a listen.
Is it because I am so nice? Maybe it's 'cause I'm fly. I know that there are so many things, but there's one I have yet to describe. You're in my bed times five, and I know I give you what you like. You like it, you like it. I know I'm on your mind, you don't have to be shy. It's better. Have me laid up in your head. Tell me how you make me come back.
You know I got to come back, come back. You know I got to come back.
Tell me how you make me come back.
You know I got to come back, come back. I love it when you come back, back.
You know there's no one like me. You know they can't sunlight me. Spinning every block for me. Every reason to be in my bed times five, and I know I give you what you like. You like it.
And that is Come Back by Paige Alyssa. Casey?
How can you not listen to Paige Alyssa and just feel yourself?
Yeah.
Like, feel sexy, because her music is just so sexy. That's the main thing I can think of, because I feel like it's this R&B, disco, pop perfection trifecta.
Yeah, I mean, it is so difficult to listen to this music and not feel moved in some way. I mean, everyone in the control room, they're all moving. We're all moving here. So I will look forward to maybe hearing Paige Alyssa perform this song live, because she too, like Miley, has great stage presence.
Oh, 100%. She gets down.
Yeah. This is Paige Alyssa with Come Back. The next song has a bit of a different vibe.
Just a little bit. I'm excited to play this song because this is an artist that I got more into since the Tiny Desk contest submissions that we had earlier this year.
Mm-hmm.
This is Monk and his song Affirmation Number 8.
Don't you worry about the mess, just focus on the day ahead. Everything will rise and fall. Gotta keep moving through the motions. Focus on your light and shine on. And for the people trying to test me, not gonna let you get me down today. I'm not gonna let it get me down today. Everything good's gonna come my way. Everything great is gonna come my way. Not gonna let it get me down today. I'm not gonna let you get me down today. Everything good's gonna come my way. Everything great is gonna come my way. Emotions are ignored. I know that I'm living in my best life, lighting up the world, staying so bright. I'm happy, but I swear I can't act right. Not gonna let you get me down today.
And that is Affirmation Number 8 by Monk. We were talking earlier about like having hope and just trying to keep that going, because sometimes it gets real out here. Mm-hmm. This was a song I listened to a whole lot right when the defunding of CPB came down.
Mm-hmm.
And I was getting all these texts from people who care about me and love me. They were just like, oh my God, Maya, are you okay? And I'm like, I'm as good as I can be. It's going to be all right. And literally that mantra, I'm not going to let you get me down today. Like, I would sing that to myself all day long as I was getting those text messages, because it is scary. It is real out here. But also, like, you can't let that stop you. You just have to keep going.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I totally agree. This was one of the songs that I hadn't heard that you'd introduced me to as part of this segment. And I was listening to it over and over again, just wishing that I'd had it in those times. Affirmations are really important. I love the title of it because I think words are spells. The way we talk to ourselves and to each other is really important.
Mm-hmm.
And so repeating that you're not going to let you get me down today
mm-hmm.
is very important, because people really try to do that.
They try.
Yeah.
they will fail, okay?
And that's Affirmation Number 8 by Monk, and that's M-O-N-K-H.
Yes.
Our next song, again, takes us to a different place in terms of energy. There, it's another response to what is going on, and it is something that you've chosen, Casey, and it's Red Pill 84 by Damon and Trackstar, the DJ.
Wildfires in the air, billionaires cool with it. Bootlicking fools didn't care, knowing who did it. Too busy going off a red pill. 84 milligrams to the brain dead like the radio. Riding with your favorite, talking here like you related though. Your daughter had to move away from you. He couldn't take a joke, cause now they tell you who to hate. Women with computer face, got you overstimulated. Sleeping through your rude awakening, it's too late again. You're fired from your job, only way to make a living if you're dying on the job. It's just business to these racist comedians. It's just business when you can't pay your premium. It's just business when your faith make millions. To escape what you're feeling, you embrace in obedience. Earthlings, then we're all gon' die. Earthlings, then we're all gon' die. Good news, bad news, everything's fine. Good news, bad news, everything's fine. Earthlings, then we're all gon' die. Earthlings, then we're all gon' die. Good news, bad news, everything's fine. Good news, bad news, everything's fine.
And there's Red Pill 84 by Damon and Trackstar, the DJ.
Oh my God. This song is from their new EP, Killjoy, which has been on repeat since it came out, which is anticipation of his new first actual full-length album and LP, Euphonics.
Okay.
And there is the release party tonight
at Blueberry Hill at 7 p.m., 21 plus, $10. I wish I could be there if I wasn't a working DJ, but everybody should go because Damon is an artist that is really trying to change the world with his art. Mm-hmm. His art is conscious. It's a response to the colonial conditions of the world. I love the bar where it's like the only way to make a living is if you're dying on the job.
Yeah.
It just speaks. It's very, you know, and Red Pill, The Matrix, my favorite movie. Yeah. 1984 by George Orwell. Like, it's perfect. I love music that is actually trying to make the world transform.
All the layers to it. And also, like, you have to know what's going on in order to, like, do something about it. So even, like, everything's fine, like, that's kind of, like, tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah, right.
Because it's not fine. Things are rough. But in order to make it better, in order to actually address it, you have to name it and call it what it is. And then he does that with a fun little beat, you know?
Yeah.
The Trackstar, the DJ, definitely went off on this album. Yes. And they are a really good pair.
And that was Red Pill 84 by Damon and Trackstar, the DJ. And I will say that we've talked with Damon about other things that are important in his life on the show related to the music. So it's really great to have that sort of, I don't know how full a circle it is, but it's definitely a circle of a sort.
One last thing. He did personalized invitations to a lot of people for his show. That was part of his promo as he made individual videos for people.
Aww.
And I just thought that really represents the St. Louis music community. There's just so much support and collaboration, you know, versus like competition.
Yeah. That's definitely something we've talked about a lot on the show. Now, this last song is one that I think was classified as garage EDM. And this is Wasted by Sir Figgy. And that is Sir Figgy with Wasted.
Yes, that's my friend Markel, who's also an incredible producer and DJ. And I was just saying, like, this track, I'm someone that learned how to DJ in the rave. Mm. And this is the part of the night where I'd play this song where everyone is going nonverbal, sweating their brows off, and just in it and feeling it. And so I think it's a great garage track, just perfect, ear candy.
Well, and this, speaking of nonverbal, is what I was listening to as I was show prepping and just needed to focus
like
on what
in.
Was in front of me. Yes, so I really appreciated that. Again, that's Wasted by Sir Figgy. There's something about the file name.
So this is on SoundCloud if you want to find it for yourself. It's not on Spotify yet, at least. I don't know. But look for it on SoundCloud, and you can download it if you have an account. And when you download it, I don't know if he knew that he did this, but it's like Wasted, like final, and then just post it. Just post it. You know what? I feel that, because sometimes you, like, you work so hard on the thing, you're like, oh God, what do I do with it? And you just gotta do it. And so he did, and I'm glad he did.
Yeah, because now it's on the radio. And
I know.
And my rotation as a DJ.
Not in a garage. Well, maybe. Yeah. It might be. I mean, in many people's garages. So, Casey, as we close here, you said that you won't be able to go to the album release party for Damon and Trackstar. And why is that the case?
Because I have my own night at Tim's Chrome Bar every third Friday. It's called Movin' You, and it's a dance night with Mark Lewis, who I first saw play, I think, at Sophie's, and he was doing an all-vinyl house set. And I said, oh my God, you and I
should DJ together. You know, I just met him and I don't think he'd ever seen me. And he was like, okay, sure. Yeah. And then when I was like, no, trust me. And we've done this night together for almost 2 years.
Wow.
And we just have really good record collections and we're really good at mixing the records. Yeah. Not to brag, but
nah,
we, you know.
Talk your stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a special night. It's every third Friday at Tim's. And, you know, the only downside about being a busy DJ is I do have to miss a lot of shows that I would love to be at, but mm-hmm. it's just part of the life.
And in the last 30 seconds or so, what is it that you have found so compelling about the St. Louis music scene?
There is an incredible strength. St. Louis has a city that's faced so many different attacks and challenges and has a deep racist colonial history. And the joy that has come as a result of fighting for everything that the community has here, specifically the Black community, it's expressed in, I just think, the best kind of art you'll ever get anywhere on the planet.
Mm-hmm. Is that the mic drop?
Yeah. Maya? There's nothing to add there. Thank you.
Maya Norfleet is St. Louis On the Air producer and new music show originator. Thank you for your service.
Yes.
And DJ Casey Mackey, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
And remember, you can find the tracks we played today on our monthly STL music playlist on Spotify. Just search for STL On the Air New Music Roundup.
This episode was produced by Maya Norfleet.
Our audio engineer is Aaron Doerr. This podcast was mixed and edited by Aaron.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis On the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis On the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thanks.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis.